Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You're going to love today's episode. We're going to be talking a ton about networking and building relationships and the importance of high tech versus high touch and how all this is actually going to help you really insulate yourself in your business. So with that, I want to introduce to you Chaz Wilson. He's the CEO of Master Networks. But most importantly, he's married. He's got five amazing kids. And we are going to dive in and have a ton of fun really just talking through this, trying to find ways that can help you really scale and build your business through your networks. So Chaz, welcome to the show.
And Dave, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you today.
Oh, we're excited. I know Robbie's heading out to be with you next week at a live event you got going on. What exactly are you doing there?
Yeah, so we bring, you know, Master Networks, we organize networking groups around the country. And then once a year, annually, we bring in people from around the country with speakers. And, you know, we network together, we connect, we do business training. And so we do that once a year. It's sort of akin to Funnel Hacking Live, right? For us, it's, we call it Connect, where we come together and connect. So we'll be here in Texas, hundreds of business owners around the country.
That's awesome. I think this episode is probably going to air on that day. What is the date?
April 15th, 16th, and 17th.
I think that'll be awesome. Well, let's dive into this whole idea of networking, building relationships, and what you've done and why your approach to it is so different.
Yeah, so if I can, I'll go back here about 10 years ago. We launched 10 years ago. And in that time, if, and especially if you think back to the economy, there's some similarities today as there was 10 years ago. In the sense that, so I owned back then real estate companies. I owned a bunch of real estate offices, and that was, I used to think it was exciting to walk around and tell everyone at the age I was at that I owned all these real estate mortgage title companies. Dave, what it really meant is I owned all the liability, right? That's what it really meant. And when the market started to crash, it became evident. And for me, it was at the same time we were having number four and five. We had twins, our last two are twins. So if you can imagine the weight of this, I have now five children in 7 years, and I've got all these businesses that are like the weight of it is on my shoulders, and the market's starting to go down. And what I realized is I started to isolate myself, right? When things get heavy, we start to like cocoon, we start to turn it in. And we see that in some areas with isolation where we've had to quarantine. But what I realized, and I heard a really great phrase back then that saved everything for me at that time, was that my network would insulate me. And it just struck me like, wow, so if I connect with other people and I have this relationship in this network, it would help, you know, insulate me from the markets. And truly, it pulled me out. We started Master Networks and we brought together people from everywhere. And just to kind of tie a bow on that, we believed that relationships were the most important thing. There's lots of referral and lead groups out there, but Dave, it was the relationship enhanced with education. And then business comes as a byproduct, right? It'll come as those things happen. That's really, it's the mindset of that makes us different.
Well, if you don't mind, kind of explain and provide more detail this concept of your network insulating you.
Yeah. So for example, what happens is, think about the quarantine's probably the best example, right? A year ago or so, in most areas and everywhere around the country, we're told we have to quarantine, businesses shut, et cetera. For us, right, all of our networking meetings are in person. So you have to understand, I have 200 and something groups around the country that meet in person. And in 1 week, we're told we can't meet in person. Right? And so we have to pivot, we have to change. And here's the other thing. We started looking at, just short answer on this, we started looking at where's ways that we can continue to provide value to our network and add revenue to our business. And we added a bunch of things that quickly made revenue in our business and added value to a market. But if we didn't have that network, we literally, like some of our competitors, would have been gone overnight. But because we had the network and we added value to it, it insulated us. I mean, we only lost 5% of our total network in the year of 2020.
Wow.
And that's it. And we're actually back above where we were prior to 2019 because we just dug deep into our network to try to add value to them. And it insulated us where others really struggled.
So give me some ideas about some of the stuff that you did. Because I know there's a lot of people who are listening to this who are still trying to work through this whole COVID quarantine issue. And I know that this concept of providing value, that's, you know, people say that kind of flippant at times, but what's it really mean? And what was the value you actually provided especially when your whole business was really belly to belly.
Yeah. So I'll give you a good example, and it was very intentional. I realized, in fact, I went through my notes. This is interesting. I went through my notes. I was at Funnel Hacking Live the year before, or whatever that was, right? 2019, I guess it would have been. It feels like the year of 2020. There's like a time gap. I can never remember what year we're in. So I took my 12-year-old son with me. It was a great opportunity, right? And then I got my Two Comma Club Award, and we did all this stuff. But I went back through my notes, and I remember one of the things being said, and I can't remember who said it, said, be a producer of positivity, not a consumer of chaos. And that line jumped out to me. I was like, okay, everybody right now is panicked. There's so much stuff being spread that's false. And how can you determine what's true? So I leaned into that. And we did a nightly Facebook Live to add value to our members, because we didn't know what they were hearing, and we wanted to be producers of positivity. So we just dove in deep. I was on for sometimes an hour, hour and a half every night. I believe it was 9 p.m. Central. I hopped on and just brought in people. We shared. I brought in special guests. And then they came out with this thing called a PPP loan. I knew nothing about, but my people wanted to know about it. So I started getting accountants and others. I researched it. And then I just started to give education on PPP loans. Never, I mean, I'm not even good at math. And here I am, you know, I just felt it was value and people were giving me feedback. So that's just an example of how we tried to add value. We got nothing for it. Obviously, we just, hey, let me teach you about PPP loans. And if your business qualifies, here's what you do and here's how you get it. And man, I got thank you cards and things, you know, messages people sending like, man, thanks for providing that. I would have not known how to do it, what to do. So that was just an example of what we tried to offer as value, way outside of our, you know, our normal product or service.
I love that. I think it's so important for people to really know your customers and know what they need and listen to them. They typically will tell you exactly what they're concerned about, what they need, and then obviously filling that niche for them is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really curious, Chaz, how, I mean, for me, networking is, you deal with people who would classify themselves as the introvert versus extrovert. Networking can be tough for some. Others, it's, I mean, I've, you know, you see this social butterfly, basically like these bees trying to pollinate every single flower with a business card as they go around in network meetings. What have you found that actually works best in building those true relationships that create a real master network for you?
Yeah. So two things. First, let me go back to the introvert extrovert thing. So many people would think myself as the owner of a networking organization, I'd be highly extroverted. The reality is I'm not. My wife is more extroverted than I am. I'm more introvert. However, a couple of years ago, I heard a definition that made more sense to me. And it wasn't that extroverts as we see them are the social butterfly per se, but it's more about how we get energy. And I thought about that. And my business partner, he gets energy from being in front of people all the time, right? And he could do it all day long. It's not that he's the center of attention. He could just be with people all day long. Myself, on the other hand, when we're done with our conference on Saturday, I will sleep all day Sunday. Like I'm drained. And it's not that I can't be with them and be sort of outgoing. It's just that it takes energy from me in those ways. And so I share that because I think that's important when people look at networking. It's not that you can't be extroverted. It's just that it might take more energy from you.
Before you go on, I want to stop on that, because I think that's really a critical definition that too often people don't understand that. My wife is extremely social, but by the way you just defined it, is much more of an introvert. She recharges and gets that energy back by going on a run, by just being by herself. I've got one of my sons who is complete extrovert and loves being around other people, and others who that same way. It's funny, you know, people will talk about Russell all the time as being this massive extrovert, and he is completely the opposite, very much introverted. And he recharges by, I mean, even our office, being inside of his office and just doing his own research and spending that kind of time. But he loves being on stage, because that's his way of conveying his message. That's where he knows he can deliver the best. So I appreciate you spending that kind of time. And I think anybody who's listening to this, please understand, as we're talking about networking, that idea of how you actually recharge is really critical.
Yeah, I just wanted to place on that, because I think people put these stories in their head about, well, I'm an introvert, I can't network. And that's just not true. I mean, I went to Funnel Hacking Live, and here I am, the owner of a networking company, and it's hard. It's awkward for me to meet new people. But I'm going to give you an example of how to build these relationships. And I'll give you a real life example of somebody I met through ClickFunnels. And now we've built a friendship and we've done business together. So the first step, I call it the bond method. Okay. And it's an acronym. And I just share with you how it came about. So when we first started Master Networks, this young man who was a banker kept calling my office asking to have lunch with me. And my assistant was like, would you just please take this guy to lunch? He is like relentless. He probably sees this new startup company and he needs an account and all this. So anyway, I go to lunch with him and he invites me to, not that it matters, but it's kind of poignant to the conversation, but he invites me to Chipotle. And I'm like, okay, so I meet him there. We walk through the door. And I mean, from the moment I walk in and I meet him, he starts talking about cars. The interesting thing is I have no interest in cars, right? If it gets me there and back, that's what's important to me. I know nothing about cars. I'm not handy. But the whole time, right, just wouldn't stop. So we sit down. In fact, he even spilled hot sauce on me, never even stopped talking about cars. Never like, here's a napkin, nothing. It was like the worst lunch. Well, I'm sure if you're listening, you've been in one of those, right? As we get up to leave, he says those magic words. Chaz, we should do this again sometime. And I'm thinking, like, I'm so irritated. I feel like my time's been wasted. And I get in the car and I'm kind of like trying to self-reflect. And I said, okay, wait. He's young. This isn't his fault. Someone told him go network. And that's his idea of networking, right? That was his idea of it. And I said, okay, I do this all the time. I need to break down and sort of codify what I do. So I'm really grateful for that lunch, because if it hadn't happened, I would have never sort of sat down and said, this is what we do. And I call it the bond method. So the first is I build on a common interest. So for example, he wouldn't have started with cars because I don't have that in interest, right? If you think about you and I, Dave, when we first met, what do we start talking about? Our boys, we both have four boys. I have four boys and a girl, but our boys play football. And we just built on that. It doesn't have to be complicated. So you have a member who's was part of Russell's inner circle. I saw him do a training. I saw it on a YouTube video. It really resonated with me. I reached out to him, built on a common interest. I found we had some common connections and I just shared that with him and he replied. And guess what? We set up a quick phone call. From there, I went to the O. Right? I built on a common interest with him when we're on the phone. And then O is occupation exploration. And I'll share this with you and then I'll recap it because it's important. Like, again, if you're at Funnel Hacking Live, use this. If you're in, you know, online, use this to connect with people. You can't go too fast past building on a common interest. Then you go into occupation. Tell me about what you do. How'd you get started? What's important to you? And then you go to N, which is needs discovery. Who are you looking for? What's value to you? You did that with me. You said, how can we make this a win with you? And I offered the same back to you, right? That's when you hear that, that's people who've mastered this skill. And then D is develop opportunities, right? That's last. When you talked about the bee that's pollinating everything, like that's the person that's going in trying to develop the opportunity without building the foundation, right? And that's the important thing. If you use this step-by-step model, then you can always build relationships. And I built that with somebody in Ryan Lee and Brad Gibb, who were part of Cashflow Tactics, part of Funnel Hacking and ClickFunnels. I built a strong friendship with them. And, you know, we've done a lot of things together. And that just, I used the bond method with them when I built that relationship.
I absolutely love that. I think it's interesting. You mentioned, you know, so often people will just go right to the D. It's just, yeah. I'm looking for opportunities, man. And I think that it always cracks me up. People ask, you know, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? I hate that question. or what would you change? One of the main things I look at, though, is I think so often people, when they first get started, are so focused on the money. They're so focused on, I got to get to that next step, that they're afraid or don't know how, as you provide a great example. They just don't know how to actually build those foundations. And I was talking with my boys. I'd had conversations with a couple of people who others would think were, you know, untouchable and superstars and everything else. And like, Dad, how in the world have you built these kind of relationships? And I'm like, it literally has been decades of just being in the game as long as we have. And a lot of these guys, I knew as when they weren't as big as they are right now. And for us, it literally has been building these relationships over time. I remember, gosh, I think it was this time probably 6 years, almost six, 7 years ago, Russell and I flew down to Phoenix. We were going to Joe Polish's Genius Network. Great event, but the day before, we had the opportunity of spending time with Robert Kiyosaki and going right over from Robert Kiyosaki's to Dean Graziosi's. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I've known these guys forever. I've looked up to these guys. And it's, again, now fast forward over 6 or 7 years, and I've now done business with Dean, and we've done multiple things with Robert Kiyosaki. And I think it all came back to your bond method. And that was, again, building on that common interest and then really spending that time as far as occupational exploration for us was, you know, how can we help? What are the things that we can provide for you guys? And which goes back to your needs discovery. And I remember when we were talking with Robert Kiyosaki and with his team over there, Greg Arthur, and it was just a ton of fun seeing the things they were trying to do. And they were using ClickFunnels and we're stuck in a couple areas. And it just goes back to what you said earlier, as far as, you know, providing that type of value. And again, these have been now, you know, 5 and 6, 7 year relationships. And that's the next thing I wanted to kind of talk to you about is, how do you continue to nurture those relationships over time?
Well, it's interesting. I just use what you just said. I think that's one of the challenges. The reality is, what people are listening to this probably going, this is it. And I'm like, yeah, it's easy to do. Therefore, it's easy not to do. And what most people won't do is put it like, look, I can run Facebook ads and I can get an instant ROI. And I know if it's working or it's not working. The challenge in relationship building long-term is, you just said you followed these guys for years. You started building that relationship, and it probably, like with Dean or whoever, it probably wasn't until 5, 6, 7 years later that you actually did business. And in some cases, you may never do business with people. And the problem is, it's hard to measure. I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk said something years ago, like, how do you put an ROI on the relationship with your mom?
Yeah.
Right. So it's the same concept. Like, if you're going into it, to your point, looking for the money, you're doing it wrong anyway. Build relationships. I mean, I have some great friends that I intended at some point we'd probably do business, and we never have, and we probably never will. But now we have this great friendship, and I can refer people to him here and there, and it's great. But it's the time that it takes. I think that that's what most people won't do, is put that time into it. But my point is this: what's the downside of building relationships and creating friendships? If the upside is potentially now you've created friendships and now you might grow your business at some point anyway, what else is there to do anyway? Like, the rest of it's the transactional logistics of your business. The fun part's building the relationships, creating friendships, and just doing that over time, and really looking for what's important to them, you know, pay attention to that. Pay attention to what they're interested in and create genuine friendships. By the way, people will smell it out if you're not anyway. Like that, I think people mistake that, you know, like, They're on to you. They know up front if that's what you're looking for, right?
Oh, I love that. And I think, Chaz, I think for me, the part I love the most about that is, people have to understand relationships, it's a long-term game. You got to go in for the long game. That short game will burn you every single time. And you're right. You know, people these days are so concerned about, you know, people are truly authentic. And you play the whole influencer game and you play these different things. And it really comes down to spending enough time with people that they understand where your heart's at. And if I have been so grateful and so blessed to have had the opportunity of being in the game long enough and trying to build those relationships over so many years, that, as you mentioned, most of the time you don't get a monetary connection from those relationships, but the amount of referrals that I've received from those are countless, and the opportunities that have come up. And it's been great for, it's not only just for myself personally, but for my family. Again, using Dean's example, one of my boys is going through a real challenge, and Dean and I were just talking. He's like, how's he doing? And Dean referred me to Dr. Amon's clinic and got me in and was able, which again, was prior to Dean and I doing any business. It was just that friendship. And that meant more to me than anything. And Dean was kind enough to jump on a text conversation with my son and have that. And I think most people don't understand the true value that exists in these types of relationships that last, again, can last for decades.
Let me just, if I can just build on, this might be the bonus tip if somebody's taking notes and listen to this. Think about people, if I could just use that example that you just shared to demonstrate, how many times do you think people reach out to Dean that they want something from him?
Oh, countless.
Right. Probably same with you in your position, and same with me here. And I learned something. I learned it the hard way. I did burn a bridge of a relationship early on years ago, like 9, 10 years ago. And I remembered it, and it was a great lesson because I did. I was trying to develop opportunities. I was trying to get business way too quick, right? And I realized something. And the person said, he said, you know what? You're no different than anyone else. You just want access to me and my people. And I listen, it was true. There was no doubt that was true. But it was hard to hear. It was really hard to hear. And I realized something. I realized that all these people are getting asked for something all the time. And I just decided in that moment to change my mindset, say, I don't care. I really, and it's the honest truth, I really don't care. If nothing else, there's just a friendship. I want nothing from them. And you know what's amazing? I've just, when I'm, that hand that's open to giving is open to receiving, right? I'm just constantly giving value to people. And like, again, it's a simple statement to make, but I'm just always looking to try to add value to them. What could I do to serve them? How could I help? Who could I connect them with? Because even if in the needs discovery, like let's say, Dave, you said, I'm really looking for XYZ kind of a person. I'm like, oh, I know that. Let me connect you. You still see me as a valuable asset, yeah. Even though we never did anything together per se in business. And I think that's what people miss. Go into it truly, truly never wanting anything out of it. And you will get more than you ever deserve probably through all of these relationships.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much, Chaz. I think it's really easy to say because people look at you, Chaz, and go, oh, Chaz is super successful. He's got this crazy business, his successful family. He doesn't know what it's really like. And so I appreciate you sharing that example because I think all of us have had that where I'm hungry. I got to put food on my table. It's funny. You started off talking about I think there was a lot of entrepreneurs who were in the mortgage real estate industry years ago and burned a ton, lost a ton. I was there as well, had a mortgage company and marketing company and made a bunch of money and lost a bunch of money. But I think the irony as I take a look at all of that is the thing that as I look long-term on it is the relationships that were nurtured during that period of time that still exist as people have gone on to different areas. One of the guys I hadn't heard from in 3 years reached out to me yesterday, Mark Perez, great guy. Again, we had a wonderful relationship and he's getting into some solar things and still does a bunch of real estate. And he's like, hey, I just heard about ClickFunnels. Is this something you can help me with? And I'm like, Mark, I'd love to. And I think it goes back to those relationships. And again, using a football analogy, it's like 99 yards is not a touchdown make. You've got to go the full distance. And that full distance, that last yard, at least for me, is what you just said. And it's continuing to provide that kind of value and not worrying about the reciprocity of it.
You know, it's interesting as you say that, the thought comes to me, you know, look at all the social media stuff. It's like, we're measuring everything by how many followers and, you know, the influencer game. My kids are falling like, Dad, I want to be a YouTuber when I grow up and I want to get all this stuff. And I start talking about the reality of those relationships. Right. And it's funny, the people who have thousands and millions of followers tend to like, they still feel isolated, right? Because they're not making true connections. And I said to my son, I said, son, I just want you to think about something for a second. Jesus invited 12. That's what he needed to create a movement and to create this long lasting thing. It came to millions at some point, but you know, I look at my organization and probably, I don't know for you guys at ClickFunnels, but if I look back, the thousands and thousands of members we have in over 26 states and soon to be in a second country, it was like 10, maybe 8 key relationships. And that was it. Like it wasn't thousands of people. And if I tried to build thousands of customers, I would have been overwhelmed, but I poured really deep into 8 to 10 relationships. And they took me everything of significance I have in my life is through a relationship, everything.
Totally agree.
So that's where I put all my attention in and the rest works out. It takes care of itself.
Man, I absolutely love that analogy. Jesus invited 12 to create a movement. I think, again, kind of using the analogy as far as this pollinating bee, I think the real key is what you've said, and that is you've got to be willing to dig that well and dig it well deep. A lot of shallow wells just don't ever get any water. And you got to be willing to go the distance. And that hurts. It takes time. It just takes time. But I love that idea. Because if I look back, I would say I'm in that same situation, that 8 to 10 key relationships that I've focused on. All of my opportunities, all of my wealth, all of my friendships, all of my network, everything is tracked down to that. That's such a great analogy. So with that, before I let you go,
Yes.
How do you find out which relationships to spend time on?
So this is funny. You asked that question. I was just interviewed on another podcast and he asked a very similar question. And I was actually a little stumbled on my answer and I thought about it since, right? So you'll get the refined version. I realize the ones that you don't have to work real hard at. And that sounds, again, this really is simplistic. If you break it down, this is really, as adults, we're really no different than kids. Okay. We all want to think about, you and I are probably similar in this. I sometimes say this from stage and I know the younger group don't know what I'm talking about, but like, you remember the show Cheers?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Norm walks into the bar and everyone yells, Norm, right? And the song is where everyone knows your name, right? Look, we're no different as adults, as kids. Kids go, they want to be accepted. Adults are the same. We want to know people know our name. They want to know that we're liked. We act like we're all bigger than that, but the truth is the same. And so my point to that, Dave, is if you're trying, and I've had these and I've had to learn this lesson a few times, like if I'm trying super hard it's awkward and it's not working, that's probably, there's a reason why. The ones that have come easy to me come easy and we don't have to try that hard. And that's the way I would look at it. If you're trying really hard to make this relationship work, it's probably not gonna.
Man, I love that. It's funny because people always ask me the question, how did you and Russell become such great friends? And it's one of those things, we just didn't work hard on it. It was literally, I met him at the very first time I had a marketing agency and I was trying to really grow this thing. They were all trying to get involved in internet stuff. I didn't know that much about the internet. So I went to an event Russell happened to be speaking at. Russell and Stu McLaren, they were talking about affiliate marketing. And, you know, Russell said, hey, if you guys would like to get to know us a little better, go to the back of the room and sign up for, you know, take us out to lunch or dinner. So I ran to the back. I signed up for every breakfast, lunch, and dinner spot that Russell had and started a friendship. And we ended up literally just kind of communicating and doing different things. I was in San Diego. He was in Boise at the time. And I said, you know, my wife and I would love to come down. And so I helped prepare their 10th anniversary, you know, a helicopter ride over to Atlanta, to Catalina, and just a whole bunch of different things to just, again, providing value. He and I ended up doing a bunch of different projects. Some of them worked, some made money, some didn't make money. I never reached out for you know, compensation or anything else. It was just, we were both in it. And when the ClickFunnels opportunity came around, he said, you know, Dave, I've known you now for at that point, gosh, 7 years. And said, what would you think? And I just had spent so much time with Russell. It was more of a friendship than it was even a business thing. And I think that, gosh, that's so important what you said there. And I just appreciate that so much. It shouldn't be painful.
No, it should be easy. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Well, Chaz, I know you've got an event coming up this next week. We're going to be going live probably on that, but people are going to want to figure out how they get a hold of you. So what's the best way of doing that?
Well, so first of all, if they want access to learn more about Bond, then go to masternetworks.com/bond and just free download, get the Bond method there. Or they can learn more about masternetworks.com or they can look me up, Chaz, Chaz Wilson, on any of the social media platforms. I'm there and would love to connect with anyone.
That's awesome. Well, any parting words to our audience?
I think, yeah, I just something that's been on my mind and my heart recently is I think we're in this age where we're in this kind of relationship revolution. It's this idea that we're coming together where people have had so much. I mean, what I admire so much about what you guys have done is you have a technology piece, but you brought in a community piece to it. And I would just challenge people to really look at this sort of tribal economy, this connection things in your business. Even if you're very sort of high tech or you offer things that you don't have a lot of sort of interaction with your customer, I would really challenge people to start thinking about who knows what I need to know, who has the connections to everyone. I mean, someone knows everyone you need to know. That's just it. And find those people. I think Russell talks about it with the Dream 100. And, you know, we teach the same concept, a little different, but it's the same idea. Dream 100, like make that list and reach out to those people. You've heard him talk about it for years. Now it's time to implement it and do it. And this is the time. You don't want to build your network when you need it. So start now.
Man, I love it. Well, Chaz, thank you so much, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast.
Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.